From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. An airstrike on a northern Syrian refugee camp has killed at least 30 people. Thursday's attack near the Turkish border came hours after Russian and Syrian officials confirmed a ceasefire had been extended to Aleppo. Activists are adamant the government of President Bashar al-Assad was behind the airstrike. Some eyewitnesses say Russian aircraft carried out the attack. Donald Trump's status as the U.S. Republican Party's presumptive presidential nominee has not translated into support from the party's leadership. House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan, the highest-ranking Republican office holder, said Thursday that he's not ready to support Trump as the nominee, and former President George H.W. Bush and his son, former President George W. Bush, are both skipping the Republican National Convention in July and withholding comment on Trump. Raging wildfires have forced record evacuations in Canada's Alberta province. Unseasonably hot weather and high winds have fueled the flames that started last Tuesday. About 90,000 people have had to leave their homes. This is Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
The RCAF is ready to provide support to the province of Alberta in the provision of air assets to assist with evacuation efforts, deliver essential aid to affected regions, and transport firefighting personnel and equipment to these regions.
Some of the nearly 50 fires are close to Canada's oil sands, the third largest oil reserves in the world. The temperatures are expected to cool in the coming days, but with no rain in sight, it will be hard to put the fires under control. From Washington, this is VOA. Afghan Army commandos, with the support of the International Military Coalition, have conducted an overnight raid, freeing more than 60 prisoners from a Taliban-run detention center in southern Afghanistan, officials said Friday. A statement from NATO's Resolute Support Mission in Kabul said that coalition forces supported their Afghan partners in a train, advise, and assist role. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu has announced he'll step down as his ruling AK party announced an extraordinary Congress to elect a new leader. Davutoğlu's decision comes amid reports of his growing differences with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Dorian Jones reports.
In a carefully worded statement to the country's media, Prime Minister Davutoğlu said he'd be stepping down at the AK Party Congress to be held on May the 22nd. Davutoğlu claimed his premiership has been a success, underlying his landslide victory in last November's election. But alluding to growing differences over his leadership, he said he was stepping down for the sake of unity and consensus in his party. But the Prime Minister was careful to reaffirm his loyalty to the President.
Hiç kimse benim ağzımdan...
I feel no reproach, anger or resentment against anyone, he said, adding, no one heard or will ever hear a single word from my mouth, from my tongue or my mind against our president. But in the past few months, there have been reports of growing differences between the Prime Minister and Erdogan. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
India's opposition leaders, Sonia Gandhi and her son Rahul Gandhi, were briefly detained on Friday as they led thousands of supporters in the Indian capital to protest what they say is a bid by the government to crush democracy. The show of strength by the Congress party came as it reels under allegations of corruption. The ruling BJP dismissed the opposition show of strength as a bid to save the Congress party, which was defeated in the 2014 elections. Workers in Greece walked off their jobs on Friday in protest of new tax and pension reforms being considered by the government that workers say will deeply cut into their incomes. The government's austerity measures are part of a multi-billion-dollar international bailout agreement. If the law is passed, Greece will raise its Social Security contribution requirements, increase the income tax on high earners, and reset the national pension. Vote counting is underway in London, where Britain's capital could be getting its first Muslim mayor. The Labour Party's Sadiq Khan, a 45-year-old former government minister and son of Pakistani immigrants, appears to be headed for victory in what British Muslims see as a turning point. Meanwhile, the outgoing mayor, popular conservative Boris Johnson, is seen as a likely contender for prime minister. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.